Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan. This is the Cosmic Contact Show. Hello. Okay, let me get this off this line here just a moment. Hi, this is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network, and we're glad to have you joining us this evening to take this cosmic journey. We're going to have the best time this evening. It won't be a long show because I'm doing the body code again, so we'll just see who shows up and who I can work on this evening. If you've never been on the show, you can always access us by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford Live, or by going to the archives, which are available shortly after the show finishes. Now, if you're not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can go call in to 347-838-9142. If you have a question for, you can call in again at the same number, 347-838-9142, and we will get you in. I want to talk to everyone tonight about the body code. This is something that I'm doing now, and I'm just loving it, and people are getting great results with it, and it's working with all the systems in the body. But before I do that, I want to go ahead and talk about the RBR Network, that we have quite a few people that participate in this. And where is my network page? Well, maybe I'm not going to talk about them tonight. Here we go. Like I'm just not together much. Anyway, we have a lot of shows all week long. Mine is the best. It's my favorite anyway. But anyway, I'm glad you've checked in this evening. And I want to share what the body code is about. I have, it's really about all your systems in the body, your glands and your organs and how they connect up and are affected there, and with the body code, I can literally go in there and find out what's out of balance, and it goes really a lot deeper than that, but it's, it just shows me everything, and then I can start helping people. It also helps remove or to find trapped emotions. You know, it really seems that that's what is blocking most of us, is that we carry around all these trapped emotions in our body that we don't even know that are there. And some of them are heart walls, and that means that when you were a child, literally there was a wall that came up over your heart and behind this emotion. Say it could have been panic or something when you were young. And from then on, you're going to have panic attacks because the subconscious holds that wall over that emotion. So, and you think, well, will I ever, you know, not feel panicky? But until that wall is taken down or it's really revealed to the subconscious that we don't need that help anymore by keeping that big wall up there to protect us. And the wall sometimes, it does have a substance. It can be made of wood or stone or steel or iron or brick, and it can be several feet thick. And that is what you're continually walking around with until you get it cleared out. So it's always fun, and I was wondering, let's see, Annie, my moderator, are you on, Annie? Are you here?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, good. Well, I can't believe, I feel so, like, how come I'm not all together? But I'll tell you one thing, I just got through doing with getting a facial, and boy, I mean, that put me out, so I think I'm still trying to get back in my body. And so I can
well,
work
yay
on everybody.
For you.
Yes, it was wonderful. I at InnoFit. It's a wonderful place here in Bellevue, Washington. So give them a little plug because Karen, the exhibition, she does a fantastic job. But anyway, I'm glad you're on. Now, are you going to be on much longer, Annie? I know you've got something going this evening. I'm just checking on your time.
Yes, we're good up until 7 o'clock or so. So we're good.
Okay.
We're I've
good.
Already
All
got
right.
my part done.
So now I see
and we have another caller.
Yeah. Do we have two online now?
Yes. I've got to check with the. I've got to check the other one. Do you want to go ahead and bring Nancy in, or do you want to speak first?
Well, you know, I think let's bring Nancy in, and so I could work on her. And you know, the thing I was going to work on you too this evening if we didn't have people calling in because I didn't know what the evening would be about. But again, we may just have a half hour show this evening. You know, let's bring Nancy in. And let's see what she's got to say.
And I may be able to stay all the way on the show, just so you know.
Okay.
Because we may not start right on time.
Okay. Well,
welcome, Nancy.
Great.
Hello. Hello. It's so good to talk
Hello.
To you.
Well, thank you. And I'm so glad you called in. So, Nancy, now, do you have a problem or something you wanted me to specific? Check for you?
Yes, well, you're doing the body codes. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm having a really bad pain in my shoulder. I'm going to be seeing the doctor in a couple of days. And I was just curious. I mean, I can hardly move my right arm.
I started to say it was your... Yeah, okay. Do you go to the chiropractor? Are you going to go to a regular MD?
I'm just going to a regular MD first. I like alternative medicine, but I'm still going there first.
Okay, well, you follow your inner guidance always. Anything that I tell people, too, I always say, look, if you want to check with your doctor because I said something else, you're going to make sure, be sure and go see your doctor on anything that you have anything any question about. Well, I think we've got a good place to start. So it's on the right shoulder, but you said it's your arm. Is it your shoulder or is it your arm?
I think it's my shoulder, but it radiates. I can't lift my arm.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, let me see what I picked up here. First of all, we'll pick up your body. And since I do have your permission, okay, and I'm getting something here. Nutrition and lifestyle. We got to start somewhere. Not that side. pH and balance, malnutrition, food, and nutrients. So you're not dehydrated, which is great. Most people are. Is it nutrients? Herb. We can use an herb. Let's see what it does. What it says you need. Sometimes I started taking an herb they recommended, and I absolutely could feel better in a couple of days. I'm going, oh, my gosh. Okay, let's see what this herb is that says your body needs. Column A, no, column B, column C, column D. Okay. Okay, it says white willow bark. You know, white willow bark is what they make aspirin out of.
Right.
So it says that you're needing that. Now, do you take aspirin at all?
No, I don't. I'm actually only taking vitamins now.
Yeah. Okay, well, it says you're needing some white willow bark, and if we got it in a little capsule, you would probably one, two a day, you can check that. Of course, I'm just muscle testing. I wouldn't even know exactly how many milligrams. But let's go and see if there is an underlying cause to what's creating this, and I think there is. And then we're going to, yeah, it says toxins. Okay, let's see what that is. Well, I'm picking up this EM spectrum, which has to do with EMS cellular. It's with these currents that come through our TVs, our cell phones and everything. It says that you are a problem with that. Now, is there an underlying cause to that? Yes, there is. So let's go and see what that is.
Okay.
we're going to keep finding out. Misalignment, okay. Connected brain, system, skeletal, okay. Well, I'm thinking it might be in your something in your skeletal area, okay. It says it's in the thoracic cage. The thoracic cage is its false rib, xiphoid, process, true ribs. It's at the top up here. You know what you said? It felt like it radiated down top. So it sounds to me like you've got some ribs maybe out of alignment there. Let's see. Let me see which rib it is. You're just telling me everything. It says it's the second rib. And balance is on the right. It is the second rib down. Okay. I don't know. You might want to check your chiropractor because I know my chiropractor can put my ribs in. And it, since that's what's showing. Now, you do whatever. You can go and talk to your doctor and everything. But I had a little pinched nerve in my neck, Nancy, and oh, gosh. Which was created from another accident. But anyway, it took a while for me to get that pain in it. Boy, when it would radiate down in my arm and in my wrist. And so I think that's what's connecting. I mean, this is what I'm picking up. So would you like for me to see if there's anything else? Let me ask if there's anything that I can do. Is there a trapped emotion in there? Oh, yeah, okay, let's see what that is. Oh, I didn't talk about that. Of course, it's got a trapped emotion in there. Let me find my... Oh. Is it in column 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? In row 6, okay. Column A and column B. I may be getting something from a past, from that you've inherited. We'll see if this is an inherited, because I'm not picking up one. Okay, overwhelm is what I'm getting. Have you been overwhelmed? Have you been going through something that been stressful that you've been going through?
Actually, lately, it isn't stressful so much. I've just been low energy. But
okay.
And I'm stressed when I'm low energy because I'm usually high energy. So this last several months, I've been low energy.
All right. Go back into misalignment. Let me see if it says anything else. It says the glands are showing again. Okay, now the glands are showing. Okay, does this have to do with the thyroid, thymus? Pituitary, adrenals, your adrenals. Okay. Did you know your adrenals were low? That's
no.
What I'm picking up on. Well, okay, it says adrenals here. Now, I'm going to work on you until you get to feeling better. How about that? Okay. Usually, if it's the adrenals, if it's your left adrenal, the left adrenal is good. The right adrenal, and that's where the pain is on the right. So, and it's usually whichever the organ's imbalance, it affects those muscles or whatever. So it can also be pain in the upper back on the right side. It can be pain in the lower back, but you're getting mostly down the arm and shut right across the chest there. But fatigue, low immune function, joint noises, like if you walk, your body pops and cracks. Brain fog, difficulty coping with stress. This is all has to do with the adrenals. So I want to ask if your right adrenal is happy, and it says no, it isn't. So is your left adrenal happy? Yes. So since it's not, I want to ask if there is a trapped emotion in the adrenals, and it says yes, there are. Let's see what it is. Okay. Column A, column B. Are you feeling unsupported? Have you been feeling unsupported?
Feeling unsupported?
Yes.
Not really. No.
That's what I'm picking up, yeah. awesome and supportive. Well, you know what? That could come from the past, you know, and you may be feeling, you know, fine right now and feeling that, but it could have been draining your adrenals, you know. You're having to take it on by yourself and do everything. That could be stressful.
Yeah, it could be from the past. You know, it was very stressful in the past. Just in the last year, it just more or less, I haven't felt stress so much as, like I said, low energy.
Okay. Well, that has a lot to do with the adrenals. Is there anything, is there an underlying cause that needs to be looked at with this? Yes, there is, to see what the underlying cause is. If there's another one, we're going to see, like I said, we'll get to the bottom of this. Okay, I'm getting the hypothalamus. She says, oh gosh, this is a little, it's a gland that's in the brain. But what it does, it regulates sleep patterns, energy levels. It also has to do with our thirst. Usually if you're out of balance, you're not going to be thirsty. You just have to make yourself drink water. And this is what this organ needs. Is a lot of water. All of our body is, you know, it's electric, so we need plenty of water. So be sure in drinking that. You know, there are things you can get for the hypothalamus and the adrenals if you need, you know, to get a supplement that would help that, and that might be a good thing to check out to do that too. Let's see. Okay. Wait a minute. If I hit it too... Give me a second. I've got to get back there. Okay. I'm going to ask if there is an underlying cause that's creating the hypothalamus. There's no, there isn't. So it really kind of stops right there. You know, the hypothalamus is connected to the glands, the brain, the endocrine system. I want to ask if your brain is giving your heart enough electricity at this time. It says no. Well, but that just tells me there's some heart walls there, which we're clearing out. We're going to get rid of some of these heart walls, get the shoulders starting to feel better. It says no emotions are connected to this gland, so that they won't be removing any emotions from there. But insomnia, chilling, do you ever get little chills, things like that? That's part of the hypothalamus, too. So, and it's what secretes your hormones. And keeps your body temperature right and everything. Now, what I want to do is I'm going to release the trapped emotion of feeling unsupported and overwhelmed from you right now. So I want you to take a deep breath, and when I say the emotion, I want you to blow it off, and then I'm going to remove it, okay? Ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, let's blow off feeling overwhelmed, love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. Okay, it says it's gone. Now let's blow off feeling unsupported. Blow hard. Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love, says it's gone. Now I want to ask if there are any other trapped emotions in the body. And it says, yeah, there is. Okay, let's see what the other one is. Is there more than one? No, just one more. Okay, I'm going to get them all. Column A, column B. Creative insecurity. Isn't that interesting? Do you understand what that emotion is?
Now you say creative?
Well, it means that, it means you don't feel like you can create the way you want to. You feel insecure about your creative ability. Do you feel that?
That's correct. Yeah, I can understand that, yes, because I know I just feel blocked, yes.
Okay, well, let's just remove this block. So again, I want you to take a deep breath, and blow this one off, and ready? Let's let it go. Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love, Holy Spirit, infinite love. Okay, it says it's gone. Now, okay, one more time. Let's go back and let's ask, is there anything else that needs to be looked at this time? It says no, it isn't. Okay. I want to ask, I'm going to go back to the body code and see if there's anything else that needs to be looked at while I've still got you online. Clearing out those trapped emotions, that can make you feel better too. But how does your shoulder feel right now?
No, I still have a hard time. It's the movement of my arm. I had neck surgery several years ago. And yeah, and I was wondering, and I was shoveling in the garden because I'm a gardener, but I guess I did too heavy work for my body. And I
probably did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, do you need to put heat on that? Because, no, you need to put some ice. You know, that would be good. Put some ice on that. But do follow your guidance. Either if you don't go see your doctor, go see your chiropractor. I think they could, it slips out. That's what it is. Until that, if you get back in alignment, you're not going to feel great.
Right, right.
And I am picking up that you are out of alignment. I just did a little alignment testing. Yes, you are. So that's everything else looks good, though. Emotionally, you're fine now, and you've got, you're not toxic. So I think that's it for this evening, Nancy. Thank you for calling me, honey.
Really?
Call me anytime. You can call me at 901-331-0841 if you ever want to have a question. And I can answer these things. We can find, it's a little detective work, and it's a lot of fun. But sometimes we can just clear out a lot of emotions or just a blocked energy, and you feel better.
Oh, no, I really appreciate it, yes. Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Well, thank you. And drink your water. And
I drink water constantly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm almost feeling like when you get your neck right, that's going to help your thyroid and your hypothalamus. But it's all, you know, electricity from the brain to your system. So,
right.
Get your back in alignment and everything. So work on that.
Okay. Well, thank you again.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you. All right. Well, we have another caller. Okay.
Yes. You want to bring in Gigi from California?
Okay. Hi,
are you
Gigi.
There, Gigi?
Hello. Yes, I'm
Hello.
Here. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
All right, okay. I would love to get a body code reading.
Okay. All righty. Do you have anything in particular that is going on that you would like to share with me, or you just want me to just do what I find?
Yeah, let's see what you pick up on. I'd be interested in knowing that. There's nothing that I'm that terribly interested in, you know, that I'm worried about or concerned.
Okay. Well, good. Well, first of all, I did pick up you do have three trapped emotions. Are they heart walls? You had heart walls. You never had a heart wall removal, then that will be good to do that. Now let me see what it says here on the body code. See what I'm getting there. Takes a minute to get into it. Okay. You know, I'm picking up a rib on you, or it's the xiphoid, and it's right in the center of the thoracic cage. Actually, it's kind of in the back, but let me see what it says about the xiphoid. It doesn't say anything. Okay. Is it something? Could that be a trapped emotion? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Okay, that's the only thing I'm picking up right now is the one I think is let's just remove these emotions and see if that clears out what is showing up here. Let me go back and let's see if there's what else is showing. Is there anything else, any underlying causes that would create that? Okay, it does have nutrition and lifestyle. Okay. Magnetic field is showing. Okay. The magnetic field is a deficiency or imbalance in the body's magnetic field, sometimes called MFDS, or magnetic field deficiency syndrome, caused by a lack of connection with Earth's magnetic field. Do you get out and walk on barefooted on the ground? That's supposed to really get you back magnet again. Magnetized again. I think that's one of the best ways to do it, is to get out and get grounded. Is there an underlying cause for that? This is to see what it says. Ready? Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm getting metabolic waste here. You having any problems with your metabolism, the organs of elimination are compromised in any way? It makes it less efficient than it should be to remove the metabolic waste from your body. You have anything like this?
No.
Okay. Well, I think I just hit on something that wasn't. All right now, let's just remove these emotions. This is the best part. Now, this is what it's saying to do. First thing is to get these off of you. Have you ever had someone remove heart valves from you?
No. I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Okay. Well, when we're young, we get these trapped emotions. And it comes from something traumatic, usually. And then we just find out what the emotion is and when it happened and what was going on. And then we can take it off of you. But these are what's usually blocking you from feeling good all over. Let's see. The first one, let's see what it says, since I have your permission to check this, comes from column row 5, column A, column B.
Yes.
Wishy-washy. Wishy-washy is the first one. Now, I know that sounds like what that is. When you're wishy-washy, it's hard to make up your mind. You're afraid you're going to make the wrong, people can talk you into doing things all the time when you're wishy-washy that you wouldn't normally want to do. Sometimes wishy-washy comes from a parent that you could have, picked that up when you were young. Let's see, I'm going to go back in time when you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8, 6, 7, 8, and you're 8 years old, which is something to do with the mother. No, something to do with the father. Something to do with the father when you're about 8 years old that started this wishy-washy feeling. Can you think of something that might have been going on that would have put you in the third grade?
No. No, I'm sorry, I can't.
Okay, well, that's all right. I'm going to ask if it's important if you know what it is. It says, no, it isn't. It's not important. Okay, let's see what the other one is. Then, let's just move on. This one has to do with shock. Okay, that's one, shock. When you were, let's go back in time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. Something happened. Was this something to do with your mother? No. Something to do with the father? No. This is something with school. Was this with a teacher? Okay. So that would have put you in about the fifth grade. Do you remember a teacher, something going on that would have shocked you back then?
No.
Yeah,
there's not a whole lot I remember from my
childhood. Really? Okay. Well, some people can. It just amazes me when that. Okay. Yeah. Is it important that you know what it is? It's not important. Sometimes the subconscious will say, yeah, I want you to know, where this came from. But what will happen, Gigi, is after the show, or next day or so, you'll be thinking about, yeah, I remember when that happened and that and da-da-da. So, but that's good because we're going to remove this emotion from you this evening. Let's see what the other one is. Okay, one more. It says Kara, T-E-R-R-O-R. Okay, and you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 20? 19, 20? Something around 20? Something happened where you felt Kara, where you were afraid?
20, wow.
Well, was this someone that you cared about? Someone that cared about you? I think it was a relationship.
No, I can't think of anything that I felt terror over. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, that's an emotion that just comes up. For some reason, that's what popped up here when I did muscle testing. I'm going to go back and make sure that I picked up the right one. Yeah, Kara. So something, you know what, because many times we think, oh, I've worked through that and I've healed all that and whatever that was, and we just let that go. But the subconscious mind, if it built a wall there to protect you, what is that wall made of? Is it wood? Is it stone? Is it steel wall? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A 5 foot thick steel wall that was built there by the subconscious to protect you. But what we want to do is we want to remove all that from you this evening, and we can do that right now. Just like I was telling the other lady before, all you have to do is just relax, close your eyes, and take a deep breath. And when I say the emotion, just blow it off like that. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Let's blow off wishy-washy. Take a deep breath. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love. As it's come. Now let's blow off shock. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love. Infinite love. As it's come. Now let's blow off terror. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love. Says it's gone. Just they're all cleared out. The thing is, when we keep these trapped emotions in us like that, we will attract that to us. Times of feeling wishy-washy more than other times. Something easily shocking you. There's some terror in there, some fear or something. You haven't quite figured out what it is. But anyway, we just remove those trapped emotions. Now I'm going to go back. I want to check the body code again and see if it shows anything. Pull it back up here. Sometimes just doing that, clearing out those trapped emotions. Hey, I'm getting, that's it, girl. That's all you had was those three emotions. But still, that's big. And even though you can't remember, no one wants, when you're, as long as you've got those emotions, you're just going to continue to attract it. But now you won't anymore. You won't have any feelings of wishy-washy. Not from this time, anyway. You can create any of these emotions again, but not from this time when you were young.
Yeah.
Okay?
Good, good. I'm surprised disappointment didn't show up.
Disappointment? Well, have you been feeling disappointed?
Well, you know, that's been a theme
in here, but I don't know. Tell me, talk about why you feel disappointed.
Okay, well, that's been a theme, I would say, in my life. And when I go to sleep at night, I seem to have a lot of dreams of disappointment. So, you know, I'll wake up in the middle of the night, or I'll wake up in the morning. And I'll wake up sometimes in the middle of the night because I've been crying in my sleep. Or in the morning when I try to, my dream, you know, will come to me and it has that theme again of disappointment.
Hmm. Well, no, there isn't a disappointment on here. There is a different one. I would think I'm going to do one thing. I'm just starting to use the parallel system. I'm just going to do a little muscle testing after with you. Let me go to the right master allergy, left master allergy, metabolic, stomach, gallbladder, liver, and pancreas, blood, kidney, adrenal, adrenal, thyroid, COVID, heart, blood, okay, thyroid, kidney, okay. Get your chakras and see if they're all in alignment. You know, honey, I'm not picking up anything.
Okay.
Well, I don't want you to feel disappointed. Are you disappointed in yourself? Are you disappointed in life? Are you disappointed in God?
Not in God, no. I would say everything but God in life and myself. I mean, there are times, I'm not saying like every single day, I'm just saying through so far in my life, I've had some, made some choices that maybe I look back and I feel disappointment. I feel disappointed in my childhood and in relationships, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to check one more thing. Let's see. As you're talking, you're calling it disappointment. I'm going to tell you what is showing up right now as you were talking. It's just worthless. Okay. When you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, was this with the mother? Was this with the father? Was this with school? Was this with the teacher? Was this with the student? Was it a female student? Something about feeling worthless. Way back when you were 14, that would have put you in, what, 8th grade, something like that?
Yeah.
Can you think of something, an incident then that where you didn't, somebody said something and made you not feel good about yourself?
Oh, that was definitely, you know, I could tell you that there were a cluster of years, you know, there were a couple of years that were, you know, fraught with, you know, friends, and was I with the cool group? Where was I accepted? You know, there's a whole bunch of that insecure,
I know. Absolutely.
Teenage stuff.
That is the worst time, honey, and just the way kids treat each other, too, back there, and you wanting to feel like you fit in, and you know you belong, and we want all that and everything, and all that sibling, or not sibling, but yes. I'm going to ask if that is what's going on, and I'm getting a yes from that. Definitely, that's what it is. Maybe we could just move this worthless out off of you, and then you won't have those dreams. But you know what? The thing is, you need to forgive yourself and forgive everybody else, and if you have some closure with somebody, just write them a letter and tell them that, you know, what they did that hurt you, but you're going to forgive them and you're going to move on because you want to be happy in this life and it's not worth it holding on to anything. And just ask the universe to help you forgive everybody, you know, and not just that. Have you ever done, we had a wonderful woman on the show named Troika St. Germain, and she did this violet flame invocation. Have you ever done anything with the violet flame?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we're going to do this little invocation right after I clear this off of you, because I want you to feel this again, and we just bring you asking for the highest healing for you at this time, dear one. Okay. Are you ready? Let's blow off.
I am.
Okay, now we're going to let this one go because this is the main one, I think, is why you're having these problems. Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love, Holy Spirit, infinite love, infinite love, infinite love. Okay, says it's gone. Woo-hoo! All right.
Mm.
Now, this is the thing that I want to do with you, and I say it every day. You would love this, Gigi. You can go to the Troika's St. Germain, her website, and get this off her website. But the violet flame invocation is, Mighty I Am Present, Beloved God, my heavenly source, please make manifest in me now the sacred violet flame of transmutation. Bring the violet flame into every cell, molecule, and atom of my body, filling me totally and completely. Bless the violet flame, bless into my heart, and expand out and around all of my bodies, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, surrounding my entire being with your divine grace, love, mercy, and forgiveness. Transmute all karma, negative thoughts, actions, deeds, and energy that I've ever created at any time in all dimensions, on all levels, in all bodies, through all time and space, past, present, and future, for all eternity. Transmute anything and everything that stands in my way of embodying the Christ, the ascended Christ being that I am. Beloved Violet Flame, turn all that has been transmuted into the golden light of God, the Christ consciousness, the light of God that never fails. Send this golden light to me now, filling and surrounding my entire body with its divine radiance, raising my vibration and frequency to the highest level possible for me at this time. So be it, and so it is, and thank you. Amen.
Oh, that was amazing.
And that
thank
we
you.
Just we cleared out everything. Everything that needs to be taken off of you, that's done with this invocation. I read it every day, and I just feel like it makes my days wonderful. Because I'm bringing Saint Germain in and asking this Ascended Master, you know, to work with me today. And
yeah.
you know, I think people
yeah.
don't realize when we do these things that we're calling these angels and masters in to help us.
Oh, that was such a high vibration. Thank you so much.
Well, you're just welcome. Now I want to ask if there's anything else at this time that needs to be looked at. Is there is in the body code? There's no. You're clear. That was it.
That was so wonderful. I really so appreciate much gratitude and blessings.
Well, if you need to get in touch with me again, my number is 901. That's my cell number, 331-0841. You can go to my website, yourangelworks.com. And but anyway, anytime, let me hear from you if you feel like you might have a trapped emotion, you're not happy, okay?
Okay, Pam, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was great, honey.
That was. I should be watching. I not find something on the code, but hey, it was trapped emotion. I know, I just love this work. Well, that was all the callers that we have right now. So I'm thinking, you guys logged in here, did you want me to look at you for a moment?
Sure, if you want. Yeah, we haven't gotten to do this yet.
I know. Let's just see what I've got to get with you, because we kind of know what's going on with you anyway, so see what's showing up here. Since I have I'm picking up nutrition and lifestyle. First thing I want to ask, what is your immune system on a scale of 1 to 10? Is it, it says it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 7, 8. Okay, you're an 8. We've got to get you up to a 10. Now I'm going to ask, if you have enough electricity coming from the brain to your heart, there's no. So, again, if you have a heart wall, if you have two. Okay, so I'm trapped emotions there. Okay, let's see what it says on this nutrition thing that pulled up here. Now nutrition. Six. Spiritual. Says it's spiritual, now nutrition.
Oh.
Caused, a condition caused by the lack of spiritual food. Our testing shows that around the world, roughly 1.53% of people are in a state of spiritual starvation. 32% are in a state of spiritual malnourishment. The remaining 15% of people are feeding their spirits regularly enough that they can be considered spiritually well-nourished. Okay, so I'm going to ask right now, are you spiritually malnourished? Says yes. Okay. This kind of very close to the high vibration of spiritual food. It says that you can, can this be corrected by prayer? Yes. Can it be corrected by meditation? Reading scriptures, no, and performing services for others. It says corrected by prayer and meditation that you're just not getting enough of that.
I agree with that.
You agree
definitely
with that? Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Something
so
that
I
had, guess what, I had this one too. And I thought, gosh, but then I thought, well, maybe I'm just not meditating enough and really started doing it more and making sure I was making my connection. I want to ask if there is an underlying cause, and it says there is something there. Let's see what else is showing up. Okay, chemicals. Environmental versus food activity. Okay. Not medical. Is it food additives? Okay. How about you? How's your sugar going?
Well, I'm not sure, but I am going to see Mary on Friday. To get that checked up.
Well, you know, it
so
can
I'll know really soon. I feel like something is going on with me. I don't know. I'm having a little numbing in my right shoulder every now and then, and like last night I went to this cookout and I was like wobbling like I see people do with inner ear and stuff, and I'm just like, what in the world is going on with me? So I don't know. I feel like it's stress, you know, but I don't want something to be wrong and me not get it taken care of, you know.
Right. Well, the only thing that when my finger went down, it went down on sugar, which we know you've got to be real careful with that, and preservatives, like preservatives and food like, you know, bacon or different things that you're eating could be, that keeps the shelf life of food a long time. So definitely get into fresher eating food, you know, fresher, you know, veggies and green stuff and all that, salads and things. How are you doing that? I don't know. I'm going to ask if there is an underlying cause to this, if there is, to see what else it is showing up here.
So it's saying I'm not eating enough green veggies and stuff?
It says you're eating foods that have too many preservatives in them.
Oh.
Okay. Hmm. All right, now the next. All right, let's see. Is it on that side? No. Is it on this side? Yes. Renal, hypothalamus, ovaries, pancreas. Okay, your pancreas is showing. Okay. Now let's see. Discomfort in the mid-back, discomfort in the left shoulder, isn't that what you said? Discomfort in the low back?
In the
discomfort
right
in the,
shoulder.
In the right shoulder, okay.
I mean, like sometimes it feels like it's going to sleep, but then it almost like it's not even a part of my body. I mean, it's a weird feeling.
Okay. Well, I want to ask, is your pancreas happy? It says no. Okay. Is there a trapped emotion there that's creating that? And I'm getting a yes, positive on that. Is there more than one? It says one, two, three. Got three trapped emotions. So what if we cleared out these three trapped emotions?
Can we clear them?
Later?
No, can we do? I mean, I can do it now.
Yeah, let's
if you
do
want.
Them. No, let's do them right now. Though, while I got you, we don't ever get to do this. Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
This
okay.
is great.
Let's see what's showing here. We're gonna. Okay, this is called a blaming dress. Peeved, our favorite one. Okay, you know that one. All right. Let's see what the next one is. This is three of them.
But I feel like I'm getting better. I guess maybe I'm not on a subconscious level, you know.
Yeah, it's all subconscious, absolutely. Resentment, feeling heat, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can remember when I had some issues with my work, and it took me a good month clearing out those two, heat and resentment, every day. And I finally got it where it was I felt better about the situation that I had been in. Okay. Okay, and the other one is taken for granted. There you go.
Very much so.
Okay. All right. Well, let's blow off the first one. Let's blow off peeved. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, blow it off. Infinite love and gratitude. Okay. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love. Okay, now let's blow off resentment. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Now let's release taken for granted, okay? No more of this.
Okay.
You're the one not let anyone take you for granted anymore. Blow hard.
Yes.
Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Okay. Are they all gone? Says yes, they are. Is there anything else that needs to be looked at this time? No. Okay, now I want to go back. Now let me look at your, see what it says. Go to the pancreas now.
No, I'm concerned about my pancreas. I've got to get it healed.
Okay, right now nothing's showing. This is gone.
So I just need to keep on focusing on no sugar.
Right.
And no preservatives.
Right. You just eat, real food. No, nothing that frozen junkie. You know what to look for.
Yeah, Jeff's been cooking a bunch. I thought it was all kind of fresh kind of stuff, but maybe it's not. I'll just need to add, I just slide in and it's done, So
I know it's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. I've been liking that. But
Okay, I want to see if there's anything else here. Okay, there is one more showing up, and that has to do with the pancreas, and that is feeling worthless. So everybody feels that. And if we're not at our highest peak performance and doing what we think we're supposed to be doing this lifetime, we all feel that way. Well, let's just blow this one off. Let's get rid of this one, too.
Okay.
Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love. Let go of worthless. Infinite.
Thank you, honey.
Ooh,
so I should have a lighter load. I mean, gosh, I should be doing this every day. I'm clearing my emotions.
Every day. And well, you know what? Why don't you, for this next few days, when you wake up in the morning, you just do the muscle test, blow off, and see if they're gone. But do these three. We'll do the worthless and do feeling of peeve and resentment and taken for
resentment.
Granted. Resentment. Yeah, peeve, resentment, taken for granted, worthless. And, that's it, isn't it? Yeah, those four.
Okay,
so
worthless, peeve, resentment, and taken for granted.
Right,
down.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of think
I need to work on that.
Kind of goes along with taking for granted too. That comes up for me at times.
And really peeved and resentment because of it. It all goes hand in hand for me. It's just like, I'm going to make
it. I know you are. You're not going to let anything get to you from now on. It's going to be strong. Yeah. And
yes.
And I think that just keep doing that, and then when you go see Mary, see how your blood sugar does. This can be affecting your blood sugar, these emotions.
Well, see, and that's what I'm thinking. I felt really weird last night. I mean, it was a little bit scary,
Well, just see how you feel tonight, but still go and see Mary. And let her check your sugar and everything.
Monday, Friday morning at 8:30.
Well, good. And that way
I will
then
be there.
You'll know. And then you find out everything that she tells you is out of balance and call me and we'll see what we can do to correct it.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Well, you're so welcome.
I just love all the things that you do.
Oh, I love it too. I feel kind of scared this evening because, you know, I don't know what the day. Like, I think I tell you, I did get so spaced out when I had that facial. Anyway.
Well, funny. I understand because I even left right at 5 o'clock to get over here and get everything going. But I just felt at a distance. You know, it's weird.
That's how I felt. Feel like I was at a distance. I didn't feel like I was connecting up good. Anyway, we're going to have a great person on our show next week. Joan Skibinski is going to be here, and she is a wonderful psychic medium. So if you want to listen to this show, sure check her out. She is fabulous, and she'll be doing readings for everybody. So we're going to have a great show this next Monday. And then Thanksgiving coming up. Well, I'm going to let you go and get to your friends. No, I can't believe it.
Okay. And do you have a final word for us before we go?
That
Pam?
My song. That yes, I do. That ain't no mountain high enough. There's anything we need, we're going to be able to take care of ourselves. You know, it's
that's right.
Just know that we are not just stay out of fear. I think that's a big thing. Everybody, I'm afraid. You know, I don't feel safe. I don't feel secure. Well, that all comes from the higher power. So
we are secure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
we are.
Okay.